Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Only 18 days remain on our Black Friday sale that we extended to the end of the year. If you want to get in at lower prices, now's the time. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday, or you can find the full course at dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. Just another reminder that we're raising prices on January 1st. So if you're ready to get in, now's the time. You can find both the links in the show notes of this episode.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And a question we get asked all the time, what is the best Shopify theme for high-ticket dropshipping? I think John and I have our answer. Quick plug here. We give you a free paid theme when you sign up for our course, and we only give one away every single time. And that is our winner today, Superstore. I think that is the best theme for numerous reasons. I really only care about SEO, but John loves this theme for a few other reasons as well. And look, there's some other themes that we like, and we'll talk about a few of them today. But Superstore, John, why do you love it?
We've been using Superstore for a while. It's by Out of the Sandbox. Out of the Sandbox have been, I think, probably the top theme developer for Shopify for quite a long time. You know, I can remember using some of their older themes back when I first got started. And when they brought out Superstore for me, it was, it was a big deal because it added in, or they brought a lot of, you know, things to the table that weren't included in many Shopify themes at the time. So, you know, some of the things that we're looking for, I remember one of the things that first sold it to me was they had the ability to have a really nice search bar in the header, right? At the time, before that, there weren't really many Shopify themes that had that. And we know from websites like Amazon, having a great search function on your store is really important. Well, it's really important for high-ticket dropshipping businesses too, because often on high-ticket dropshipping businesses, as opposed to, say, a direct-to-customer brand, we have a lot of products. Right, you're not selling just one or two products, right? You might have 100, 200, 300 products on your site, depending what market you're in. And so the ability for the customer to search what they're looking for is a massive conversion rate thing, right? And so, you know, Superstore was one of the first themes that I ever used that actually had that built into it, which means you didn't have to go out and grab an app, which will slow down your site to provide that functionality. You didn't have to go out and spend money getting a developer to hard code that into your theme. And I think that's one of the main things to say about why this is one of our, or is our number one recommended theme, is because it comes with a lot of the functionality that you will use on a high ticket drop shipping store already built into it, right? So things like the search bar, breadcrumb navigations, filtering, all this sort of stuff, it's there. And it's also a very easy theme to customize. So it comes with a lot of customization options in that if you're somebody who's just starting out, so you have no experience with building a website before or any of that, or coding or any of that sort of thing, which most people are at that stage when they first start high-ticket dropshipping, it has so many enough options built in that you can make a really great, unique-looking website without having too much baggage. So it doesn't come with a lot. There are themes out there that come with a lot of bells and whistles and things they advertise as being important that you just don't actually use for high ticket dropshipping. And those things often add a lot of code to the site, which is unnecessary and bulky. You'll talk about the SEO benefits in a minute, but I think Superstore just has the right mix of the features that you do want, the ability to customize it easily without any prior experience. It's Shopify Online Store 2.0 compliant, so you know it can take advantage of the new Shopify theme editing environment, and you know it's very well supported. Out of the Sandbox is a great company, and they offer a lot of support. So they have a great history, I honestly can't. I've built, probably more than 30 sites with it. I can't think highly. And I've used, over the last 8 years, probably at least, I'd say 15 different themes in one way or another from around Shopify. And you know, the reason that we recommend this one, the reason that we give a copy of it, which we buy for our students and give it to them from Out of the Sandbox, it's just because this is the best one. We've tested so many.
I think your last point is important. They're there. Like, you need support, they're going to help you. They might dive in and do some of the work for you. Like, you can't say that about every theme developer. They're not always going to be around, where I think you can trust that Out of the Sandbox is going to be around. Please, in 10 years, I hope someone clips this to show that they're still around. It's not a bad clip, but like, they're there, right? And to your point of like shoving things in, Shoptimized was like the theme everybody wanted, whatever, 5 years ago, 7 years ago. And it was like all these bells and whistles. They were going to shove in all this stuff that, honestly, to me, it was a little incongruent with like my values personally. They were going to shove in all of these, there's, 14 left. There's 79 people on the page right now. And just like Sally from Boston bought earlier, all this, it was all BS. It was all untrue. And they were claiming that this was going to convert better than any other theme. I don't know. I don't think you need all that stuff. I think Superstore keeps it slim, which is what I like. I want it slim. I want it fast, which is what I care about for SEO. And I want to be able to change things if I want to, right? So I make some edits in the back end of every single theme. Superstore also in that bucket, I had to make some changes, but it was a little easier to make those changes in a theme that has super, super clean code. And so, look, I'm a big fan. I do get a question a lot, though, John, that I actually want to ask you live on here. If somebody goes and looks this up, it'll say, would you like the beauty theme? Would you like the fashion theme? Would you like the tech theme? Would you like the interior theme? What is your opinion on that? Because I actually had a student of ours who was going back to buy this again, wondering which version they should get.
Yeah, interesting. So, that probably a side point. When you go into the Shopify theme store, right? And this is a question I've heard as well. And I will say Superstore is not on the Shopify theme store. You have to go to outofthesandbox.com, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes. You have to go there to purchase it, right? It's not sold through the Shopify theme store. But when you go on the Shopify theme store, you'll see that they group themes by different categories that relate to the products that the business sells, right? And so you might think, if you're looking at that you have to buy a theme sort of that's suited for what you sell. I just want to break that myth and say that a great Shopify theme is going to work no matter what you sell, right? So Ben, you use Superstore, or an edited version of Superstore, I believe, to sell your pet supplements, right?
I do, yep.
Yeah. So once again, low ticket products. I've used Superstore to sell all sorts of, yeah, beauty, all sorts of unrelated, high ticket products, which bear no relation to each other. It works the same in any way. So don't be tricked into thinking that based on whatever market or industry you fit into, you have to have a specific Shopify theme that's built just for that. When it comes to high ticket dropshipping particularly, you don't. It doesn't matter what you sell, you can use this theme. But when you go to the page to purchase the theme, you'll see that they do have it in slightly different configurations. So there's a tech version, there's, as Ben says, I think there's a beauty one. There's, I think, four or five different variations on the theme. You actually get all of those when you purchase the theme. So it doesn't matter which one you click on to buy, you can buy any of them. I think when I purchase them for students, I pick the tech one, right? And that's the one that I like. But you can actually change those presets within the theme settings in the Shopify theme editor.
So it's just some clever marketing.
Yeah, sure. Clever marketing. And I can get why they're Out of the Sandbox do that. It does showcase some slight different configurations of the theme as a starting point that you might like for a particular product. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter which one you get, because you get them all.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Out of the Sandbox. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. Like, you would think this is sponsored by them. We just really love Out of the Sandbox. And that goes to show, like, we love Superstore. There's a reason we give it away. But there are some other themes that we like. If you're not into Superstore, the next one on our list, like, I've used many times before, Turbo. I think it is a fantastic theme. It's got some cool Chrome extensions that work, so that you can do, I think they call it like Alpha Omega. Basically, like, two-thirds column, one-third column, or one-eighth column, 7/8 column. Sorry, not doing public math here today. But like, some really cool settings, I think, that are very similar to Superstore, if I'm honest with you. But like it says, it's Turbo. It's meant to be fast. And so again, I make a few tweaks
that I do on every single theme to make it slightly faster. But that theme is extremely fast. An example we use often is a friend of the show, Brian Angel, is on Turbo on standingdestination.com. Go to some of those collection pages that are filled with content and they load instantly. Turbo's I'm a big fan of Turbo just from the speed aspect.
Yeah. I think a lot of the things I love about Superstore are the same in Turbo, which is unsurprising. It's the same developer out of the Sandbox once again who makes Turbo. Turbo I used long before I started using Turbo, I think when it first came out years ago now. It was out before I think Superstore. I might have that wrong, but yeah, I really like it. It just what are some of the differences? I mean, it just has some different features. It does look a little bit different as well. Like it's got a different feel on the website. But it's still great. So that's definitely a good second recommendation. Our third recommendation would be Empire by Pixel Union. So you can get this one on the Shopify theme store. You'll find it there. And once again, it's a little bit of a lower price point. I think it's very, very similar to Superstore, right? When you look at it in there, you'll think that looks really similar. And it does look really similar. Once again, extremely well coded, has no fluff. It's quick. It probably just has a few less features built in than Superstore, but it is the price point, it's a little bit less. Right, so it is a little bit more affordable if you're somebody who's really, conscious of what you're spending on these things. You can still get a fantastic result from Empire. And then the fourth theme, the last theme we'll give you, we'll throw an extra different one in there. And once again, one you can find on the Shopify theme store is Expanse. Expanse by Archetype is the developer. Once again, I've used this for a couple of stores that I've built. I quite like it. I think once again, it's got it looks very different to the themes we've recommended so far, but it does have a lot of the features that we look for to have inbuilt for a high ticket Shopify store, a high ticket dropshipping store. Sorry, on Shopify. And so once again, it's got all of those themes built in, and it's still a fairly well-coded theme. It still runs pretty smoothly. So if you're looking for something a little bit more out of the box compared to the themes that we've said we love first up, that would be my next go-to.
I feel like I'm out of the loop on this conversation. I said that to you before. Like, there's things I care about. As long as they're there and the theme is fast, that's all I really care about. So I'm glad you're able to deep dive a little further. Certainly having a big search bar is helpful in high ticket dropshipping. But for me, it's all speed. So I trust Out of the Sandbox. They've been generous to us. They've helped us out. If you want to shop with them, we'd love it if you went through our referral link, dropshipbreakthrough.com/superstore. You can find that link in the show notes. Grab any of their themes. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. But again, if you hop in our course, and we'd love to have you. If you buy the full course, we will give you Superstore theme for free, as we think that's the best theme. And hopefully in the next month or two or so, John, we'll be able to get a little custom coding. Some of the stuff I've been doing in the back end, let's get that in the course. And the only way we can do that is make sure everybody has the same theme, because otherwise themes are all over the place. And so, we'd love to have you inside. Otherwise, check out dropshipbreakthrough.com/superstore and go enjoy something from Out of the Sandbox. You're not going to regret it.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast.
You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.